is a very great time of grace for the soul's sanctification. And it is so important a time that we must do all we can to use this time as well as we can. It is a short time, but very many graces will be given. And the church, therefore, our Lord through the church, invites each one of us today to a greater recollection, that is, to greater interior silence and exterior silence as a means of achieving the end of your sanctification. Without that silence, a good spiritual life cannot be had. We are meant during this Advent season to quiet our continual chatter about useless things. We always seem to be in conversations. A good bit of them are probably very useful, necessary, but how many are just pointless? Recreational conversation, even about silly things, is, I would put that as necessary. But then there comes those conversations filled with, well, you're just talking too much, for example, or gossiping. That's the chatter we have to put aside. And we are meant during Advent to mortify our self-love, our inordinate sensitivity, perhaps. And then we're meant to also quiet the chatter of the mind. Garrigou Lagrange, a Dominican theologian who died before the changes, so he's relatively recent, a very holy man, he said that man is always having a conversation. If he's not having a conversation outwardly with someone else, he's always having a conversation up here with himself. We're always either talking or thinking. What is it that you think about? It'll tell you a lot about yourself if you think about that. Our minds and our hearts, one author says, are like raging seas. The waves thunder continually. But one word said by our Lord, peace, be still. The mind and heart can find its rest. We are meant in Advent to mortify the curiosity of our five senses, and to be more generous in general with our mortifications. Remember, the purpose of mortification is not just to make you suffer, not just to make you feel pain. That's not it at all. The purpose of mortification is to silence, there's that word again, to silence the passions so that we may hear the voice of God. That's what it's all about. Do you have an inordinate love or desire for some material thing? Is it always on your mind? Well, if it is, that's what you want to mortify, to quiet that passion so that you can hear God. Are you addicted to something, whether it be smoking or drinking or anything like that? Well, you're not going to hear God's voice as long as you hear the booze or the cigarettes calling out. You have to quiet those things. That's the purpose, really. It's quieting everything else down that rebels, that holds us back, so that we can hear God's voice and prepare the way of the Lord. Now think of it this way. If Bethlehem were not so much caught up in all of their political ideals and material things on that first Christmas night, perhaps they would have heard the voice of the Messiah. They would have recognized him, and they would have found room in the inn. But no, they were busy. They were busy with their parties, They were busy with all of the worldly affairs and business. So it was left to those who were in the quiet night, the shepherds, who were able to hear the voice of the angel, inviting them to the cradle of the Messiah. Think about that. But we need that silence. So Advent is a time to truly renew our zeal for holiness. This shouldn't be just a wish where, I would like to become holy, sure. I want to become a saint. I do want to go to heaven and then no more. It's not a wish. It should be an efficacious desire that leads you to seek without end and with determination for your personal holiness. And when it comes to personal holiness, however, we're often like the reed that's talked about in today's Holy Gospel. Now, a reed is a symbol of something that is inconstant and changing direction with the wind. Because have you ever seen the reeds on a windy day? They bend with the wind, bend back and forth. They're inconstant. And so it is with so many souls. But our inconstancy can be due to many factors, really. Two that I will mention today are, first, that, we're just not paying attention. We pay too much attention to worldly business, even if it's not bad. Our own business, making money, providing for the family, those are all perhaps good things, but we can take them to an excess. The second soul who might behave in an inconstant way is the discouraged soul. They fall into sin, they become discouraged, and they give up. We are like reeds, some of us. But the liturgy of today's Mass, rather the whole of today's liturgy, the breviary too, is magnificent. Its purpose today is to fill us with confidence. It provides us with motives of hope so that we might keep going forward even in the face of our own weakness and difficulties. Now, unless you have complete confidence in God's help, you will not make it very far towards sanctity. Here's what today's breviary readings said. I read them this morning. Thy salvation cometh quickly. Why art thou wasted with sorrow? I will save thee and deliver thee. Fear not. As a mother comforteth her sons, so will I comfort thee, saith the Lord. Beautiful words of encouragement. I have come to save you. In other words, God does not want us, as we're walking the path of holiness, He doesn't want us to be anxious and worried or discouraged. If He commands sanctity, and He does, be perfect, even as my Heavenly Father is perfect. No small task. But if He commands such a task, He also provides all of the helps to achieve that. Now, today's Mass shows us one other thing that gives us great hope. Today's Mass shows us that God came not only for the people of Israel, for a small number of the elect, but He came also for the Gentiles, that is, for all men. He came to seek them all out, as it says in the liturgy, "Behold, the Lord shall come to save the nations." Think of that the next time that you see Joe Biden on television, or Nancy Pelosi, or a Jorge Bergoglio, who has destroyed and commits heresy after heresy to destroy the bride of Christ, the church. Think of them. God even called them to salvation. He wishes for their conversion and ultimately for their salvation. That is what it says here. Behold, the Lord shall come to save the nations. Think of that. Pray for the conversion of these men, these women, who seek to destroy what's left of our civilization and to destroy what's left of Catholicism, because God still wants their souls in heaven. And he wants you, too. In the epistle today, St. Paul writes a message of hope. He says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope." The God of hope. He's not a God waiting to punish. He's a God of hope who helps you to heaven. And in the gospel, what does Christ say? Well, he wishes to strengthen our hope by relating the miracles that he has worked. He says, "The blind see, the lame walk, lepers are cured, the deaf hear, the dead rise again, the poor have the gospel preached unto them." In other words, there is no physical or moral misery that Christ cannot heal. You know what our Lord asks? He only asks the same from us as he asked from the people who walked the streets in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. If a sick man came to him, he would ask, "Do you believe?" And at the end, he would say, "Go in peace. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Faith, the first condition to our healing and to our sanctification. Do you believe? But I mean, do you really believe that God's grace and help are more powerful than your weakness is weak? Do you believe that? "Yes, Lord," we should say, "I do believe it. Help my unbelief." And do you have the trust in God's help that made St. Therese say, without breaking, "I am certain," she said, "that even if I had on my conscience every imaginable crime, I should lose nothing of my confidence, but would throw myself, my heart broken with sorrow, into your arms, O Jesus, for I remember your love for the prodigal son who returns to you." Is your hope so firm that you could have every sin on your soul, yet go to our Lord with confidence? A beautiful thing. But to conclude, do you want the joys of Christmas? Then we must strive to sanctify ourselves, because we're not looking for passing, fleeting joys that the world is looking for this Christmas. We're looking for lasting joys that come and do not leave, and they follow us into eternity, the joy of the saints. Then give yourself a fresh start today, this second Sunday of Advent. Use this time as a time of quiet, at least from time to time. Quiet your mind. Quiet your radio and your television, and go and shut yourself up in your heart and listen for the Word of God. And believe that God is infinitely powerful, can sanctify you, and hope, that is, with a firm confidence that is unbreakable, that he will give you the grace to save your soul. God bless you, and may God grant you these graces. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.